have a look at our last talk about what Isaiah was hoping for from Christmas, and it's about Jesus the Lord. So, in our reading, why was Isaiah terrified to see God? He was scared because he thought he would die. He knew he was unholy and he was meeting the Holy One. He knew he was evil and he was meeting the good God. He was afraid because God is dangerous to humans. Even looking at God, let alone being near, can and has killed many people in the Bible. But how can a God full of light and life be dangerous to us? How bad can it be to be near the source of light and life? Well, in the Gospel of Luke, we get some of the Christmas story before Jesus is born. And this is one reason I wanted to pray it as well today, is because I wanted to cover it. There is a priest called Zechariah, and in his prayer, he gives an interesting description of what Jesus is like. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. And then later in that speech, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven. Here, Zechariah is making a connection between Jesus and the sun, S-U-N. Making it sound like that sun is coming to earth, which is actually a terrifying thought. If that happened, that would kill all of us. But Zechariah here is making a deep point. Back in Genesis, we may remember hearing that famous phrase, "Let there be light," when light was created. But there is a problem. The sun hadn't yet been created. So where is that light coming from? The reason Zechariah makes a link to the Lord being this rising sun is because God is a source of light and life, just like the sun. And God is just as dangerous to be near. There's too much light, too much life. And in fact, God is probably more dangerous. There are many times in the Bible when people did try to rush to God, to go see him, or to force their way into his throne room. And when they did, a fire burst out, killing them. Like as if this curtain that they had pulled back had been protecting them against the sun. Humans can't handle God. There is too much light and life. He is too holy. But there is the problem. Our sun gives us light and life, but it has to be kept far away. And even now, we have to protect ourselves and gingers more than most. But now, in Isaiah chapter 6, here Isaiah gets close to God and even sees him. But Isaiah doesn't die. Why? Nobody can see God and live. And this has been proven many times. So why doesn't Isaiah die? And why isn't Zechariah scared that the sun is coming? It is because of who Isaiah sees that he lives. Isaiah's speech in chapter 6 continues on, and in the Gospel of John, we can see an amazing verse. This is John 12:41. Isaiah said this whole chapter 6 experience. He said this because he saw Jesus' glory and spoke about him. Jesus is full of light and life. He makes sense of everything. He makes life clear, and he sees everything we do. But Jesus also has the life to do something about it. He knows what life is about, and then he shows that to others. And around him, death seems like nothing. Jesus is full of light and life. He is God. But Jesus is safe to meet. He is safe for us to see and even eat with. Christmas is about getting ready for God to be born. It's about the meaning of life showing up and telling us about himself. For Isaiah, he was terrified of seeing God. But when he saw Jesus, he couldn't stop looking at him, and he couldn't stop talking about him. Isaiah was always speaking about Jesus, what he was going to do, what he was going to be like. Isaiah loved speaking about what God was going to look like. Because Isaiah saw Jesus and spoke about him. And so, what does Christmas mean to Isaiah? It's because he couldn't wait for everyone else to meet that same Jesus, that same Lord, that same light to the Gentiles, that same life in the wilderness that he met, he saw, and he knew. That's what Christmas meant to Isaiah, to meet Jesus and see God.